The hip-hop collective known as The Roots formed in Philadelphia in 1987. Since then, some members have changed, but not the band's innovative approach to making music. This is the title track of The Roots' new album. It's called How I Got Over. The Roots are best known nowadays as the house band on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, but since 1987, its members have looked to jazz, soul, electronic rock, and even classical music as sounds to highlight a hip-hop core.
Drama, living with the police right behind you. It's always more than a slight reminder. We living in a war zone, life a wander.
Amir Thompson, better known as Questlove, is one of the original founders, and he joins me from our studios at NPR New York. Questlove, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine.
The track we're hearing, How I Got Over, such an incredible song. We actually played it on this show 6 months ago. We've been waiting so long for this record to come out.
Yeah, we're we tend to prematurely give a release date. We get overexcited, and then, much to the chagrin of our record label, we have to push it back for a few months, only to perfect it. Only to perfect it.
Your last two records, Game Theory and Rising Down, were sort of reflections on the political state of America, and both, right. I think it's fair to say, were pretty pessimistic. I read that parts of this record were inspired by the change in administration, that optimism that many people felt the fall of 2008. Is that true?
Initially, I felt as though we were going to jump the gun. During the time that it took out in 2008 to campaign with the Obama administration, talking to people, it was almost as if they were talking about like a magician or a wizard. And I was like, okay, well, do people understand how the government is run? Like, it's not like he's going to wave a wand and we're all going to live happily ever after. I think that was one of the prime reasons why we decided to put on the brakes, if you will. You know, let's see how, you know, let's look both ways before we cross the street first. Before we make the Happy Days Are Here Again record, let's just see how America feels. And sure enough, we kind of called it. It was setting in. I'll say that the new incoming administration had a lot to do with it, but more or less we wanted to just wait to see what the temperature of America was before we jumped the gun.
The theme of change seems to be pretty present on this record as well.
Absolutely.
And you hear it really clearly on the song Now or Never.
Yes.
There's that line, everything's changing around me.
And I want to change, too.
And I want to change, too.
Yeah, that was important, at least in my travels and doing a lot of the door-to-door stuff that I did in 2008 and just talking to people. They really wanted something to believe in. I think that it really starts with in yourself first, as opposed to, okay, well, where's the change that's going to happen? You know, that type of thing. So that's why we made this. They said he's busy, hold the line,
please. Call me crazy. Now, not every song on this record is by any means optimistic or even sort of kind of pointing out positive changes. I'm thinking about a track called Dear God 2.0. Technology turning the planet into zombies. Everybody all in everybody's dirty laundry. Acid rain, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis, terrorists, crime sprees, assaults and robberies. Cops yelling stop, freeze, shoot them before we try to leave. Air quality so foul, I gotta try to breathe. Endangered species and we running out of trees. If I could hold the world in the palm of these hands, I would probably do away with these anomalies. There's sort of a litany of disasters in this song. Kind of a sense of anxiety about the world.
Another thing that we've noticed is that, you know, that people are really quick to press the panic button if their particular prayer isn't answered. I won't say it's questioning God. You know, I don't want to say that, you know, it's like a existentialist song or even an atheist song, like, do you even exist? But, I mean, it's so hard sometimes to do right and to believe that you exist when all these things are happening in the world. And I think it's a more of an honest thing as opposed to an angry thing. Because I was a little worried, like, okay, well, what's my mom going to think if I'm questioning the existence of God? You really don't hear stuff like this on a hip-hop record.
Right.
So all the more to tackle the subject and sort of get it out the way.
Lord, forgive me for my shortcomings, for going on tour and ignoring the court summons. All I'm trying to do is live life to the fullest. They sent my daddy to you in a barrage of bullets. Why is the world ugly when you made it in your image? And why is living life such a fight to the finish? For this high percentage, when the sky's the limit, a second is a minute, every hour's infinite.
I'm speaking with Questlove. He's the drummer and founder of the band The Roots. You guys have been the house band on the Jimmy Fallon Show, I think, for over a year now.
Uh-huh.
And there's something I love that he does with you guys. It's called Slow Jam in the News. And sometimes, like in this clip I'm going to play, he brings on Brian Williams.
Brian, our favorite stalker, Brian Williams. Brian's going to kill me for saying that.
Brian Williams was telling me that if we really want to get this green energy thing going, we all have to go buy.
Actually, Jimmy, what I said was we may as a nation need to reevaluate our investment in things like biomass and biofuels.
Which I believe scientists call going by.
No, that's not what they call it, Jimmy.
You sure?
Positive.
Oh.
Brian Williams is furious, 'cause Jimmy Fallon thinks he's Brian Curious.
He's just I can't talk about these without laughing. Do you guys approach comedy and sort of the art of bringing music into comedy differently than you do, say, things like this new record? Because, I mean, after all, I mean, you're this critically acclaimed band. You've got a political message. I mean,
right. And
I
then
mean,
we're
every,
doing...
Right.
They were slow to ask us, like, would you guys mind doing some of the sketches? And we were basically like, well, what took you so long? Because the thing is...
Everyone just assumes you're...
Yeah,
like,
everyone
serious.
Assumes that we're so serious. I think it's possible to have a sense of humor, but still be politically aware and socially responsible.
You've been part of The Roots now for almost a quarter century. Are you...
Wow, I'm old.
are you comfortable where the band is at now?
Just for my personal insatiable self, I always felt that the downfall of any artist is to do that self-congratulatory pat on the back thing. I cringe and I get angry whenever I hear my peers say, like, oh yeah, I'm going on vacation.
Hmm.
I took my very first vacation last year, and that's because someone forced me to.
Where'd you go?
I've had hobo dreams since I was a kid, like that whole mythical bundle on a stick and hopping trains thing. So I traveled from New York to San Francisco.
On a train?
By train. And it was the greatest thing ever. Next time I do it, I got to braid my hair, though, because I kind of underestimated the power of the show.
Oh, you mean everyone recognized you?
Yeah, it was a little inconvenient. But, yeah. You know, I had a sleeper car, too. So, I just sat there and looked out the window, which is like, it's the greatest thing ever.
That's Amir Thompson. He's better known as Questlove, talking about The Roots and the band's new album. It's called How I Got Over. If you'd like to hear a few tracks, they're at our website, nprmusic.org. Questlove, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Crossroads and start feeling mixed signals like Morse code. My soul start to grow colder than the North Pole. I try to focus on the hole of where the torch goes.
And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening and have a great night.